Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A veteran Northfield teacher and longtime coach has resigned. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman confirmed this morning with KYMN that an investigation was conducted into unspecified allegations against Troy Kors, an English teacher and head coach. Kors had been placed on administrative leave, which is standard protocol. Because Kors resigned before the district took any disciplinary action, Hellman said, the Minnesota Government Data Practices Act does not allow him to comment further on the investigation. Kors signed the resignation agreement March 21st. School board members accepted and signed it last night at a special meeting. Kors will remain on paid administrative leave until the end of the 17-18 school year, which ends June 30th. He'll also receive monthly contributions to his health insurance premiums through 2018. Kors served as an English teacher at Northfield High School since 1997 and as the head coach for girls' track and field since 2000 and girls' soccer since 2001. A popular teacher, the community has expressed surprise. Administrator John McCarthy said Dundas now has some dollars to build a new city hall. The site will be the vacant lot on Railway Street where the old school was. The city advertised for interest in the project. They received several inquiries asking for more information. Brennan Companies out of Mankato was the only formal response.
Staff will be trying to work with them to come back to council to see, okay, this is what they say they can do, and this is what we feel we can do. Do we want to go ahead, apply for the, start going through the permitting process to do this project?
The city hall itself would be on the south end with a design for small town retail space and...
with about 40 units of what is market rate housing. Basically, they'd be smaller apartments, studios, and one bedrooms primarily.
Those would be above the retail. Dundas would like the design to reflect the town's mill history. And last November, voters turned down a bond referendum to build two new schools in Northfield. Now the district is looking at what's next. Their ongoing facilities committee, made up of citizens and staff, is all about maintenance. Superintendent Hellman said yesterday morning the next step is...
is something that we're calling the Facilities Action Team. And we've invited more than 30 people to come from a broad range of stakeholder groups within Northfield to come together to discuss our master facilities plan that was developed over 3 years.
The questions would include what worked, what didn't, and then what would be a recommendation for the next step that would go before the school board. Hellman said with 47% turnout on the bond referendum, it gave them some really good feedback. He'll be reporting back to KYMN to keep the community up to date. News from around the state is next.